That's our ring. Time for Lemon Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. When was the last time you said, "I have such a headache, I don't feel like doing a thing"? Was it yesterday, the day before, or maybe today? Well, a headache can make you feel plenty miserable. We all know that. But the thing to remember is this, friends. You don't have to suffer along with that headache pain. Instead, get fast relief the easy, pleasant Alka-Seltzer way. Now, here's all you do. Dissolve one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets in a glass of water. Watch it sparkle, listen to it fizz, then drink it down. And just see how soon you begin to feel better. Yes, Alka-Seltzer's really fast, really effective. Because its pain-relieving agent, sodium acetyl salicylate, is right ready to go to work on your headache pain when you drink it. And because of its effervescent base, yes, because of that fizz, Alka-Seltzer gets there fast, gives fast relief. Just try it and see for yourself. Thousands say there's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer for fast relief from headache pain. And we know you'll agree. In fact, you'll never want to be without it in your home. So why not make it a practice to buy two packages of Alka-Seltzer from your druggist instead of one? Then you'll always have an extra package handy. Now, that's good advice. And if you heed it, you'll have Alka-Seltzer when you need it. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner has been unable to get out of the trip to the Las Vegas Dude Ranch that Elizabeth had planned for him. And Lum has turned down the invitation to accompany him. And now as we look in on our friends today, we find Lum, Cedric, and Grandpap in Abner's drawing room on the train, seeing him off. Listen.
Well, here, sit down, you fellas. The train don't leave for a few minutes yet. You'll have time to get all four stars.
No, maybe we better get on off, Abner.
No, now, wait a minute, Lum. Just sit down this bit in a minute. Cedric, sit down, quit shaking. Ain't nothing to be scared about.
Oh. Now,
sir, that ain't a balcony seat, Cedric.
Well, can I lay down that little hammock there?
No, Cedric, that ain't for that. That's to put your hand satchels in.
Oh, I thought it was to rest your arm in when you went to sleep.
No.
Just like a regular parlor in here, ain't it?
Yeah.
I never knew they had separate rooms on a train before.
This is a drawing room, Cedric. The most expensive thing they got on the whole train. Elizabeth was the one that hired this first.
Yeah, you're going to get awful lonesome sitting in here by yourself the whole pigeon-toed trip.
Oh, I know it, Grandpa.
I've got to get up there in a smoking car and talk and visit with the newsboy.
Oh, me too, 10 to 1. And I believe Elizabeth knows that now, too, because she's out there sitting in the chair car right now just gabbing away.
Yeah, newsboy never will find his way in here. Will get to buy no peanuts and a cornucopia of grapes.
I know it. I'll just have to go up there and locate him once in a while. That's what I'll have to do. To be honest, man, I ain't looking forward to this trip at all. Mom, I wish you would change your mind and come along with us.
No, I can't do it, Abner. I just can't do it.
Well, now, Elizabeth said it was all right for you to come along.
I know it, but I'm a working man. I ain't a rich idol like you.
Mom, I told you the trip wouldn't cost you one red cent.
Oh, I couldn't accept nothing like that, Abner. It's mighty thoughty of you, but I just wouldn't consider it at all.
Well, Mom, I've got all this money
now. Mr. Abner.
What is it, Henry?
Goodbye.
Oh, goodbye, Cedric. I ain't leaving for a few minutes, though.
Have a nice time.
Oh, try my best to. Now, look, Long, I'll buy you a ticket, and then we could get you some clothes after we get out.
You turn right to me, Abner.
Oh, yeah, I will, Grandpa.
Tell me all about this southern-legged place.
How there, Grandpa.
Send me some picture postcards.
Don't worry, I'll send you a whole bunch of them.
Goodbye, Mr. Abner.
Goodbye, Cedric.
Have a nice time.
I'll try my best. Now, look, Long. Just think you're forward from that. Won't you change your mind now and come along with
us? No, Abner, I couldn't do that.
Well, why not, man?
You just recollect to write to me and have yourself a good time.
Oh, my.
Goodbye, Mr. Abner.
Oh, here you are.
Huh?
Had a hard time finding you.
Oh, well, Ben Willis.
Yeah, howdy, Ben.
Where'd you come from? Come on in, sit down.
Fine.
And we must have got separated down there at the wagon yard, Ben.
Yes, I guess we did. I was afraid the train would be gone before I'd ever get here. Say, you know, Willie the Boozer's going to be on this train with you, Abner.
He is. Well, good. Tell him to come right on in here and sit down and make yourself at home.
No, he can't come in here. He'll be underneath the car. I brought you a little going away memento.
Oh, wait.
It's for Mrs. Peabody, too.
Well, now, doggy, this is sure thoughty of you, Ben.
Thanks. I'll have to look under the tree there on the rods and wave goodbye to Willie.
Why, sure, sure.
Yes, be sure to do that.
Yeah, if you see him, tell him to come on in here. We got plenty of room. Well, thanks again, Ben. Doggy, everybody's been so nice to us. Just look at all the fresh fruit stacked up there. Neither one of us is
yeah, what would Ben give you? No, open it up.
That's not really awfully fancy.
Yeah, hurry up and get it open.
Well, quit elbowing it, Grandpa. Mm-hmm. I can't do nothing. You shoving me.
Let's see
way.
It, Abner.
Oh, it's not so much.
Well, sure is a nice one, Ben.
They had a cheaper one, but I thought I'd splurge.
Oh, you oughtn't to have did it. The cheaper one would have been plenty good enough.
I certainly hope that Mrs. Peabody will like it.
Oh, I'm sure she
Who
will.
Is that, Ben?
Abner's woman, Mrs. Peabody, Elizabeth.
I know she will, Ben. Only trouble is, I doubt if she'll know what it is. You know how dumb women folks are.
Right.
So, how would you say is a good way to explain to her just what this is, Ben?
Yes. Well, I certainly hope that you and Mrs. Peabody have a nice trip.
Confound it, Ben. What is this seven-legged thing?
Abner's present?
Yes, Abner's present. You're driving us all batty.
Well, it's the canvas desert water bag.
Water bag?
I understand everyone carries these when they cross the desert. No westbound traveler should be without one.
Well, but just what do you do with them, Ben? Well, I know, of course, but Elizabeth don't.
Well, it's for drinking water.
Drinking water? I thought it was an extra big coin purse.
No, drinking water to keep you from thirsting to death on the desert.
Oh, doggy, do I have to worry about that, too?
The merchant who sold it to me said you're supposed to fill it with water and hang it on the back end of the car.
Back end of the car, huh?
Fine.
Well, do you have to do that?
That's the official instruction.
Well, that's going to be a long walk every time I want a drink of water. This train's 22 cars long. I tell them when they come into the station. I'll thirst to death before we get back that far.
Well, goodbye, Mr. Abner.
Huh?
Have a nice time.
Oh, my goodness. It's moving.
You're going me. I'm going out of here. Get me off of this pigeon toe.
Yeah, goodbye, everybody.
Well, don't
goodbye.
Get too excited, Abner. The train ain't leaving yet. It's just switching cars or something.
Huh?
According to my watch, you still got 4 minutes.
Oh, hold on, man. Doggies, I don't know what it is about a train starting up, but all it gets me so excited, it half scares me too, Dad.
So it never scared me none.
Well, get out off that luggage rack then. Grannies, how'd you ever get up there anyway?
Well, I don't know it all. It happens to fail.
Well, I'd like to up there with you, baby.
Bright young boy, Cedric. By the way, Abner, I didn't have time to put a card in the canvas drinking bag. I hope you'll be sure and tell Mrs. Peabody who it came for him.
Oh, don't worry, I will. I doubt if we can read it down inside there anyway.
Goodbye, Mr. Abner.
Goodbye, Cedric. Be a good boy.
Yes, well, you be a good boy, too.
Yeah, I will, Cedric.
I'm going to miss you something wonderful, Mr. Abner.
Now, Cedric, don't start that puddling up. You'll have me doing it, too. I'm getting so high strung.
Yeah, he'll be back, Cedric. He can't get shut of old varmint like Abner. Bad penny always returns, you know.
The water is kept cool through the process of evaporation.
Huh?
A cheaper water bag also has that feature.
Will you buy me a cowboy belt out there in the west, Mr. Abner?
Why, sure I will, Cedric.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Cedric. Doggies, I'm getting nervous here,
Well, Abner, take it easy. You're going to have a nervous crackdown before the train gets out of the depot.
Do you have your bags all packed, Abner?
I don't know. Do I want to?
Well, sure you do, silly. They're on the train, all checked and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a timetable to read on the trip, Abner?
Uh-huh.
I always like to keep a close check on the engineer and make sure he's on schedule.
Goodbye, Mr. Abner.
Cedric, I wish you'd stop saying that. You're just getting me more upset every minute.
Have a good time.
Wish Mrs. Peabody a good time, too, Abner. By the way, where is she?
I don't know. She's up in one of the chair cars somewhere, Ben. Found somebody to talk to, I reckon. Claimed she felt penned up in this drawing room.
Evidently gave her claustrophobia.
Yeah, she was getting the phobias, I think. I don't know. I believe I'm getting them, too.
Oh, you'll be all right, Elizabeth. Abner. Granny's up and getting a little nervous myself. Maybe we better get off the train. We don't want to get caught on.
No. And I'll say goodbye to you now, Abner, you old rich scoundrel. Put her there, boy. How do you do? I mean, so long, Grandpap. Tell Charity hello or goodbye for me.
Yeah, don't take no wooden nickels out there.
Better get the canvas drinking bag filled, Abner. They've got plenty of ice-cold water right on the train. Just call the porter and he'll fill it for you.
Yeah, take good care of yourself, Abner, and don't talk to too many strangers. If you do talk to them, don't go into no business deals with them.
Get that bag hung out as soon as possible. It works on the evaporation principle.
Now, Abner, quick as you get to Las Vegas, get located and all, and then write me and let me know your address.
Well, we're going to that dude ranch, Mom. You know that.
Yeah, but I want to know exactly where you're at. I want to know your box number. Better give me your ring, too. I might want to call you up in case something goes wrong.
Yeah, all right, all right.
And that reminds me, have you got your identifications pinned on your Summers in case something happens to you?
Is something going to happen to me?
Well, no, of course not. I just say if it does.
Oh, me, oh, my.
Well, have you got it?
I don't know. Yeah, I believe Elizabeth did pin it on me something. Yeah, it's pinned on my undershirt. Yeah, here it is right inside. No, that's my money there. I know she pinned it to my underwear there somewhere.
Well,
so.
Don't get the heck out of it, Danny. Just take it easy. Sit down and think it over, careful. Go on, sit down.
Oh, all right. I found it.
Well, good. Now, if something terrible happens to you, they'll know who it is.
Huh?
Goodbye, Mr. Abner. Have a nice trip.
Goodbye, Sandy. Oh, my goodness. You're sure enough moving this time, fellas. Yeah, come on. We got to get out there. Hurry up. Hurry up.
Come on,
fellas.
Hurry up.
Come on, fellas.
Hurry up.
Now, don't block
the aisle
here, Wilford.
Don't block the aisle here.
Now, don't crowd, fellas.
Now, watch out when you jump, Grandpap. Don't break your leg.
Well, we can all get off of here now.
Get off, Ben. Don't just stand there talking.
Right.
We all made it. I never thought we would, though.
Goodbye, Mr. Abner. Goodbye.
Frederick, don't wave so hard. You're knocking my hat off.
Yeah, so long, Abner, old boy.
Have a nice trip, Abner.
Goodbye, Abner.
Goodbye, Abner.
Abner,
hey, wait a minute. That's me.
For pity's sake, Abner, why'd you get off the train?
Oh, I don't know. Hey, Elizabeth. Elizabeth.
Man, if you eat it, you'll never catch your
hat. Oh, my face alive. Goodbye, Elizabeth. Have a nice trip.
Well, now, how is Abner going to get to Las Vegas? And what's Elizabeth going to say when she finds him gone? And who's going to hang out the canvas water bottle?